Right. Morning, everyone. Today's daf in Ksuvos, daf Ches. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is Lorenz Zech Nishmas Liba, Gabriela Bas Shmuel. We're on the very bottom of Zayin Amud Beis, Tanur Rabbanan. We're beginning a Gemara today, another classic daf. I feel like I'm saying that a lot lately. Another classic daf that discusses the mitzvah Sheva Brachos. What the Gemara referred to yesterday is Brichas Chasanim. We know that when a man and woman get married, so there are Sheva Brachos. There are Brachos that are said at the wedding. As we're going to be learning over the course of today, we're blessing everybody. We're blessing everyone who is assembled. We're blessing Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're blessing the Chasim. We're blessing the Kala. We're blessing the Chasim and Kala together. How many did I come up with over there? Four? Five? So eventually, by the end of today, we're going to come up with a total of, I was going to say seven, but Bar Priya Guffin is one of them. So total of six brachas in total. Over the course of today, we're going to go over the brachas. We're going to actually, the Gemara is going to give us a nusach habracha. You know, sometimes the Gemara, when it comes to tefilos, Gemara is funny. Sometimes the Gemara gives us the entire nusach from beginning to end, and sometimes the Gemara says nothing. Like Shmona Esrei, for example. That's the basic, and the Gemara gives us no nusach. So the Rambam says that everyone knew the nusach. There's no reason why the Gemara had to give us a nusach. But like examples like today, where we're going over Sheva Brachos, so there the Gemara gives us the entire nusach of the Sheva Brachos. Anyway, we're going to go over the entire nusach of the Sheva Brachos, and that's basically today's daf, in a nutshell. We are starting on the very bottom of the previous Amatan Rabbanam Avarchim Birchas Chasanim Ba'asara. So the Gemara starts off by saying a halacha, that in order to make this Birchas Chasanim, in order to say Sheva Brachos, you need 10. Kol Shiva, you need 10 all 7 days, meaning it's not sufficient to have 10 just the first day, but in order to facilitate the saying of Sheva Brachos, you need 10 each day that you're going to be saying Sheva Brachos. For those 7 days, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Behushabo Panim Chadashos. And Rabbi Yehuda says that this is only true if you have Panim Chadashos, if you have new people who have come. Rashi over here writes, Panim Chadashos, Bechol Yom Shelo Hayusha Me'esmo. So Rashi just simply says, there needs to be new faces. You got to have new faces at the Sheva Brachos in order to be able to say Sheva Brachos. Meaning, right. In other words, you want to read in Rashi that if he were there 2 days ago and okay. I don't think so. It's a nice deal, but I don't think so. I don't know if that's sustainable. There is an interesting machlokas over here. He quotes between the Rush and the Rambam. In other words, Panim Chadashos, there has to be new faces. So new faces, so well, that means what? That they weren't there at what point exactly? Meaning, let's say they came late. Let's say they were, these Panim Chadashos were not there for the actual Chasna, meaning they weren't there for the Chuppah. Okay, traffic, whatever the excuse was, they came late. They were there for the meal, but they missed the actual Chasna. So are they considered Panim Chadashos? So that's, he brings down some machlokes between the Rush and the Rambam. So the Rush says, no, they're not Panim Chadashos. They were there for the first meal, right? They even stayed for dessert. So the Rush says, that's not Panim Chadashos. Meaning if they come back later at a subsequent Sheva Brachos, that's not considered Panim Chadashos. That's the opinion of the Rush. The Rambam, on the other hand, interestingly says that no, that they're considered Panim Chadashos. If they were not there for the chuppah, and they weren't there hearing Sheva Brachas under the chuppah, so the Rambam's of the opinion that when they come at a later time, they are considered Panim Chadashos. And then he says a very nice svara. What's the Nekuda Machlokus between the Rambam and the Rush? What exactly is a Panim Chadashos? What's the purpose of Panim Chadashos? So anyway, so it's that in of itself is an interesting Machlokus, which I just touched upon. Something that everyone knows, it's like popular, but meanwhile, it's not in the Gemara, and it may not be, it's not all the Rishonim agree, and that is the idea of Shabbos. Shabbos serves as Panim Chadashos, right? I'm sure everyone's heard about this idea that on Shabbos, as long as you have 10 people, even if there's nobody new here, but Shabbos serves as Panim Chadashos, so therefore you could say Sheva Brachos on Shabbos. So that idea does not come out from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't make any mention of this idea. So if you take a look at Tosus on the bottom says that Shabbos serves as Panim Chadashos. Take a look at the Ban Tosos on the Amud, on Zayin Amud Beis. Panim Chadashos means that they enhance the joy. And because they enhance the joy, so it gives us the opportunity to make all these brachos. And then Tosfos says, and Shabbos itself serves as Panim Chadashos. And he quotes the Medrash that this is in fact so. Meaning Shabbos already presents itself as Panim Chadashos. How exactly to understand that halacha? Okay, that also needs a better hesber in terms of why that should be, but the idea that Shabbos is Panim Chadoshos is not from the Gemara, that's from Tosfos. And by the way, the Rambam does not make any mention whatsoever of Shabbos being Panim Chadoshos, meaning that not everyone agrees to this idea that Panim Chadoshos, I'm sorry, that Shabbos serves as Panim Chadoshos. Okay. Yeah, right. Could right. You're a new person. You're a totally new entity on Shabbos. So, your Shabbos you is not the same as your weekday you. Okay, maybe something along those lines. My mavarech. We're in the very last line of Zayin Amud Beis, and we're now beginning the nusach. So, what brachas do you make? Amar Rav Yehuda Bercha Tashem Lakeinu Melchalam Shakol Baral Chvado V'Yotzer HaAdam. Okay, so what I did is I just read the first line of Chesamad Aleph, and we just belted out two of the six brachos. Now again, we call them Sheva brachos because there are seven in total, but the seventh is Bar Priya Gafen. So let's put that one on the side for just a moment. But the first of the brachos is Shakol Barach Vado, and the second of brachos is Yotzer HaAdam. Okay, the Rashi on this page is very basic. It's essential in terms of understanding the structure of the Sheva brachos. Do me a favor. Just pass me a sitter. I'm not going to pretend like I know them by heart. Or I know the correct order. I'm already confused enough as it is. Okay. All right. Rashi over here is really fundamental in terms of understanding the structure and the order. So as I try to navigate my way through the sitter and find it in the sitter, so let's go through a couple of Rashis together. Rashi writes, we're looking at... the top Rashi. No, we're not. We're looking at the Rashi of Samech to Samach. So, Brach lechasim v'kala shiyatzich b'simcha v'tov lev asher bar l'shem kol Yisrael. Okay, I know I glossed over that. Let's start at this point in Rashi. In the fourth line of Rashi, ulefisha asir matzcha me'asher yatzer lefichach pasa ba b'baruch v'chasim ba b'baruch k'der kol Rashi sidrei brachos. So Rashi says, if I were to ask you the question, which is the first of the Sheva brachos? So Rashi says, don't choose one. No, number one is the wrong answer. That's not the first of the Sheva Brachos. Again, I'm using the word Sheva Brachos over here very colloquially. In other words, I don't really mean seven brachos. I mean the beginning of the Seder. Where does the order begin? So Rashi says, don't choose bracha number one. Bracha number one is not. And Rashi says, look, you don't even have to understand what the brachos are actually saying. In other words, you could just look at the brachos themselves. Okay, here we go. You can just look at the brachas themselves, and they'll tell you where the order begins. Right? Rashi says, look, as I'm now finally at the right page. Huh? Yeah. Look, the first bracha starts off, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shehakol Baral Lechvado. That was very short and to the point. The second bracha is, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Yetzer HaAdam. Equally short and right to the point. Then the third bracha begins. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Yetzer HaAdam B'Tzalmo B'Tzalm Damus Tafniso V'Yizkon Lo Mimena Binyan HaDead. Baruch atah Hashem Yetzer HaAdam. What's that? That's a long bracha with a chasima. Okay, Rashi says number three, bracha number three. That's really bracha number, that's the first bracha of the series. And then how do you know that? Well, Rashi's about to say it, but I'll just show this to you inside. The next bracha begins Sos Tassis. Doesn't open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Why doesn't it open up with Baruch Atah Hashem? Based on the basic rules that we know. It's a Baruch HaSmuch L'Chaverta. Because now it's the second in the order. So it doesn't need to open up with Baruch Atah Hashem. What about the next Baruch? Sameach to Sameach, Riyam Ahuvim. That also doesn't open up with Baruch Atah Hashem because that's the third in the order. What about the next bracha? So here it gets a little complicated. The next bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem L'Kenem Echolam Asher Baruch Atah V'Simcha, etc., etc., etc. So it opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. Now that shouldn't be. I mean, it is. Don't take me too literally, right? It's a series of brachas, so it shouldn't have to open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. It does, and we're going to explain later this morning why it does. But anyway, but Rashi notes that the third bracha is really the beginning of the Sheva brachos, if you will. It's really the beginning of the series. Just think about the little that we know regarding other series of brachos, meaning Shemona Esrei. Shemona Esrei is a series of 18 brachos. I know now it's 19 brachos. But what does it open up with? It opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. Actually, it doesn't say Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. But okay, that's a separate issue for a separate time. Elokeinu Velokei Avoseinu. So it opens up with a bracha, and then it opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem Magen Avraham. Every bracha subsequent to that opens up not with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, but just in other words, it just opens because everyone is considered bracha smuch l'chaverta. So therefore, there's no need for any subsequent bracha to open up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. I'll just give one more example: benching. Another perfect example. The first bracha is bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Hazanos Olam Kulo B'Tuvo, and then it goes on, and then it ends off with the words bracha to Hashem Hazanos Hakol. How does the next bracha open up? Not with the words bracha to Hashem. No delacha. How does the next bracha open up? Rachim no. Because they are a series of brachos. So every subsequent bracha in a series doesn't need to open up with the words bracha to Hashem. So Rashi says, based on that, you know, structurally, Sheva brachas really begin at bracha number 3. Okay, so I'm going to go back. Yeah, correct, good. Now that you know, now you're asking, right, now we know how to ask the right questions. So what's bracha number 1? What's bracha number 2? Good. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes, so, matcha me'asher yatzol l'fichach pasa bababarach v'chasa bababarach k'derach kol Rashi sidrei brachos. Bracha number 3 is really the opening bracha, like any beginning of a set. So stasif is samech to samach me'meshim brachos m'chol chaverta lo pasach bababarach. Okay, Rashi's, and you know, I everything I said I got from Rashi, so like Rashi sounds like redundant. It's not. I'm redundant. Rashi was the one who told us all this. She can't take nulachol abrachos shesmuchos achar rishona. Allah said of asher bara. Okay, now Rashi's dealing now with bracha number 6. Bracha number 6 is asher bara. Why does that open up with bracha to Hashem? Rashi explains. Memeshi ne'emerzi chidus berov yemei hamishta. Kishein sham panim chadashos. Because as we'll learn later on this morning, but let's say it right now, the sixth bracha, if there's no panim chadashos, what do you do? Okay, you had a sheva brachos, but everyone here is old hat, right? You've been at the wedding, yep, loved it, it was great, but no new faces, no extra simcha, no simcha yisera. So what do you do? So what you do is you only make one bracha. The one bracha that you make is the sixth bracha. So Rashi writes, there are times, in fact, Rashi, if I can just read Rashi more accurately, Rashi writes, Berov Yimei Hamishta. Rashi writes, the majority of the time, you're going to have people there at the Sheva Brachos who are not new, and therefore you're only going to be saying one bracha, notably the sixth bracha. So the sixth bracha is Asher Bara. Asher Bara Sason V'Simcha. So it's a final bracha. So because it's said independently, so on many occasions, therefore, they opened it up with Baruch Ata Hashem. Lefichach ena minas muchas, v'sorch leftoch, baba baruch, l'sayim baba baruch. Avar sha'akol bara lechvado, ena minas seder. But bracha, number 1, sha'akol bara lechvado, is not part of the series of brachas. Okay, so, now that we know that's not part of the series of brachas, so now we can ask the obvious question, so what is it doing there? What are we doing? Rashi explains. Ela l'asifas ha'am ha'ne'asafim sham, ligmul chesed, zeich l'chazdei ha'makom. So Bashakol Bara Lechvado is a bracha that we're making regarding the Asifa Sa'am. Congregation. I mean that literally. There are people who congregated. So people got together. So Ligmo Chesed Zeichel Chazdei Hamakom. And you know what this is reminiscent of, says Rashi? Who was the first congregation that got together to come to a wedding? And it's a trick question. The way I phrase the question, right? The way I phrase the question, you're not going to get the right answer. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu got together and was the audience, so to say, the best man. He was everything at the first wedding, meaning that there was just Adam and Chava and who else was there? It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Rashi writes, "Shenahagim Adam Arishin Shenasa Lo Shosh Bin." HaKadosh Baruch Hu served as the best man at the wedding. I mean, he was everything. Minisasigbo, and he was involved in the wedding, right? He did all the arrangements, the flower, everything. He was a caterer. He was hakol bakol. He was everything. So what we're doing is that when you see a group of people coming together, so what are they doing? They're imitating a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is what the Gemara Sota says. That's our objective in life, right? To imitate a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mahu rachum, afata rachum. So we're doing exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu did. So what's that first baruch? What's the first bracha? Shahakol baruch lechvado, meaning in your honor. Meaning just like you did this, we're going to do the same thing. The bracha is not for the chasana kala. It's for the people who assembled. Oh, good. You guys are behaving just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu did.
Maybe counting your bracha. I'm sorry, I might miss it, but Geffen doesn't count as one?
No.
Zero? What number is it?
It's not a number. In other words,
it's part of the Sheva Bracha. It counts as a seven.
I understand it's part of the Sheva Brachas, but we're doing it over a cup of wine. We do everything, not everything, but we do a lot of things over a cup of wine. We bench over a cup of wine. We make Kiddush over a cup of wine. We do Havdalah over a cup of wine. And the Sheva Brachas is over a cup of wine. So it's
But the thing is it a Brachah HaMitzvah or a Brachah HaNeinah? That's the first one.
It's what I understand, but just what I'm saying it simply. In other words, like we make things special by doing it over a cup of wine. Here too, we are saying Shevar Brachos over a cup of wine. It's the background, if you will. It's the frame of the Brachos. It's not a, you know, numerically, I don't know if it's fair to count it. So let's go on in Rashi. So Shehashvav Nesasek Bova Asifazu Kavod Amakom Hi. Okay, good. So that's bracha number one. Bracha number one is the people congregating, behaving just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Good. They get a bracha shakol baruch lechvodo. Everything is for your honor. Meaning we are behaving like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Umishas asifa yiru levarech ela mikemesh yesh bracha ala kosis kiku lesadra alav midi dehave brechos besamem bera brechos ala or b'motzei Shabbos. Da'amrin and Rebbe mefazim vechos vesojan ala kos. Okay, and it's done over a cup of wine, as we just explained. Okay, good. And there's no chasima, says Rashi, because that's it. Meaning it's not part of the Seder. It therefore it's really that first bracha is an independent bracha. Now we're up to bracha number two. What's bracha number two? Rashi goes on to explain. V'chein b'chas yotzer ha'adam. Shetiknu li yotzer rishona shel adam arishon. So yotzer ha'adam, bracha number two, is also not part of the Seder. So what is it? It's the first creation. Kadosh Baruch Hu created man. Meaning man, I mean adam arishon. It's the first creation. Kidol ha'kamen, ilaman dar ben beisit siros, avi ilaman dar ben beisit siros, alo ben machshava, ubas machshava hazlinan. Mikam ha'kam, eno miseder ha'brachos, hazivog. That has nothing to do with Birchas HaZivug. We're not making a bracha in bracha number two for the chasam for the kala. It's for the first creation of man. What's it doing here? Rashi explains. Da'abi Yitzir Rishona Kati Nekeva Lo Havai. Rashi says, look, by Yitzir Rishona, there was no woman. In other words, it was just a man. More details to follow later in the Gemara. But right now, that's bracha Rishona. That's the second bracha. V'im Tor Malamihi Ba'am. So then your obvious question is, okay, great, why now? Mitok shanu mevarchim al yitzir ha'shniya, tignu af al rishona shi ikar v'tchila so. Because ultimately what happens is a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes man and woman. So that is what is referred to in the Gemara as yitzir ha'shniya. That's the second act of creation. So you can't have a second act of creation without knowing about the first act of creation. So therefore, yotzer ha'adam, where a Kadosh Baruch Hu just made man, so that is the first act of creation. So that, if we're going to anyway mention the second act of creation, so let's go back and let's just make a bracha for the first act of creation. So says Rashi, is the purpose of bracha number two. So again, bracha one and two are not part of the Seder. Bracha number one comes for the Asifa Sa'am, for the congregation who got together, because they're behaving like a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Shakob Baruch Vado. Bracha number two is because anyway in the Seder we're going to be mentioning about Yitzira of Adam and Chava, Zachar and Akeva. So, as long as we're mentioning Creation Act 2, so we are instituted a bracha of Creation Act 1. That is Rashi's explanation of brachas 1 and 2. Okay, with all that stated now, now we can go back to the Gemara, and now we could continue in the Gemara. But structurally now, we have a totally new view of the Shevar Brachas. It's not new, it's old, but a correct view of the Shevar Brachas in terms of how to view where the series actually begins and why Brachas 1 and 2 were inserted and added. Let's go back to the Gemara. So Shakol Baruch Vodov Yotzer Adam, I'm on the top line of Chesam and Aleph. V'yashir Yotzer Adam B'tzalma B'tzalma D'mos Tav Nisovit Kilo Mimene Binyana De'ad Baruch Ata Hashem Yotzer HaAdam. So that's what we'll call bracha number three, but really bracha number three is bracha number one. In other words, it's really the first of the series. And what is that bracha about? It's about the creation of man and woman. In fact, you take a look at that first Rashi now, and now we can go back to the first Rashi on the Amud. Rashi says, V'hitken lo mimenu binyana de'ad. What did Akash Baruch Hu do from Adam? He took a piece of Adam and he created binyan ade'ad. What is that? Rashi says, he and a keva. That's a reference to Chava. That's the female. Okay, that is the third bracha. Now we're up to the fourth bracha. Sos tasis v'sagel akara v'kibbutz banela socha b'simcha bracha ta'ashem mesamer tzion b'vaneha. A plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Why does that come up right now? Take a look at Rashi, second Rashi on the Amud. Because we have a big simcha. What do you do when you have a big simcha? You got to remember Yerushalayim. So it's not just a It's not just a nice thing to do. It's institutionalized. Then after we mention the creation of Adam and Chava, so we make a petition to Kadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash. That's what does this. Samech to Samech, next bracha. Samech to Samech Re'em Avim, Samech Yitzircha Began Eden, Mekenem Baruch Atah Hashem, Samech Hasan V'Chala. And then finally, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Baras Hasan V'Simcha, Chasan V'Kala, Gila Rina Aditza V'Chedva, Ava V'Ach V'Shalom V'Reyus, Me'ra Hashem Elokeinu Shama Be'arei Yehuda V'Chutzos Yerushalayim, Kol Chasan V'Kol Simcha, Kol Chasan V'Kol Kala, Kol Mitzalot Chasan V'Chupasam, V'Narim V'Mishen Neginasam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Samech Hasan Imakala. Okay, and you'll forgive me, I'm not going to give you a word-by-word translation of the fifth and sixth bracha of the Sheva Brachos. Okay, you have the basic idea. I will point out the following. In the fifth bracha, it ends off with the words chasan v'chala. In the sixth bracha, it ends off with the words mesameh chasan im hakala. Rashi says why that difference. So Rashi says because bracha 5 and 6 are fundamentally different than one another. Take a look at Rashi. I'm going to read Rashi. I'm going all the way down to Rashi mesameh chasan vikala. Uva achrona, Rashi writes mesameh chasan im hakala. Lefisha simchas birchas rishon alav simchas chasuna nu amrim sharei tefila yishim etpalim amavarchim shiusmechem batzlacha kol yemehem. Bracha number 5 says Rashi, the bracha that opens up with some Samech to Samach. You know what that bracha is? Hatzlacha. I hope you have a successful life. We say to the chasan, we turn to the kala, and we wish her the same thing. Hope you have a lot of hatzlacha in life. Lefichach, not together, that's coming up in just a moment, but in other words, each one of you individually. Hatzlacha. Lefichach, ein lach tzom ba mesamech chasan im hakala. That's why we don't conclude this bracha with the words chasan im hakala, demashma, ish bishto. Im means together, but that's not this bracha. This bracha is not about them being together, it's about them having atzlacha. Ela baruch Hashem mesamech eshnehem la'olam. Bisipuk mizonos. We hope that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a parnasa, food, v'chol tov, and everything good. Uva'achrona. And now we get to the last bracha, says Rashi. Now what's that last bracha? Shevach shebech la'kadosh baruch hu shebaruch chasnos dibuk ish b'isha. That's a bracha that relates to husband and wife becoming one. Ayidei simcha v'chedva. In other words, they're going to become a unit. Lefichach yesh lachtom misameh chasan im hakala. That says Rashi is now the explanation of the chasima of that final bracha, because that final bracha is a bracha about them uniting. Shehu lashon simchas ish b'isha. That is the simcha that a husband has together with his wife. Okay, Adkan, that takes us basically through the six brachas, or sheva brachos. So a lot of information I just threw out there in terms of the structure, in terms of where the series actually begins, what's the purpose. Again, everything I said is just Rashi. All I did was just hopefully organize Rashi in a somewhat digestible manner. But the first two brachas not really being part of the series, they were instituted. Rashi explains why one and two come in. Why the last bracha opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem, even though it's the end of a series, it doesn't need to. But Rashi explained over there that sometimes it comes by itself, so therefore it opens up with the words Baruch Atah Hashem. And finally, the difference between brachas number 5 and 6, Chasan V'Chala versus Chasan Imakala. Okay, a lot of information. Good, that is a quick recap of the Sheva Brachas. Back to the Gemara. We're up to the word Levi, we're on Chesamad Aleph. About a third of the way down. Levi igla lebe Rebbe behilula de Rebbe Shimon Berei. Levi went to a chasna of Rebbe who was marrying off his son. Berich Chamesh. So he made 5 brachas. Okay, now again, the number, you're not going to see the number 7. Because again, the Bar Priya Gafin is assumed. Right? It's like the backbone. It's like the frame of the brachas. So it's assumed that, of course, you're going to make a Bar Priya Gafin. It's just now a question of, in addition to Bar Priya Gafin, how many are you going to make? So he made a total of 5. That's it. Ravasi ikla lebe Ravashi bihilula demar berei berichshis. And Ravasi went to a chasna where he was given the opportunity to make brachas, so he made a total of 6 brachas. By the way, it certainly sounds like from the Gemara that one person made the brachas. Right, our minhag nowadays is to share the wealth and spread it around and have everybody make a bracha. Simple pshat in the Gemara is that one person made all the brachas.
If there was 7, why would the
Again, number seven.
You're not going to see the number seven. Okay. I mean,
the six. It existed before Levi was born.
Right.
So how it been changed?
Oh, so the Gemara said. Okay, good. So the Gemara is going to suggest a pshat. Good. So the Gemara's bothered. Lema ba'akamiflagi. So how is it now that Levi omitted one of the brachas? Simple question. So the Gemara says maybe the Nekudah Machlok is like this. As we pointed out, as Rashi pointed out, bracha number two, Yosera Adam, that's for creation act one. Maybe what they're arguing about is, was there or was there not in act one of creation? Maybe Zachar and Nekeva was created in one fell swoop. The Gemara says lo. So the Gemara says everyone's of the opinion that there was one act of creation. So the Gemara says it's just a question of do we go by the machshava or do we go by the maisa? Meaning that even if you are of the opinion, and the Gemara right now is arguing that everyone's of the opinion that creation came in one act, nevertheless, there's an issue. The question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had an original plan, and then he had b'maisa what he did. Now, to what degree we're supposed to understand that? To the best of our ability. But the Gemara says, Ki'adra Rav Yehuda Rami Ksiv, we have two psukim which seem to be against one another. Va'ivra Elokim Es Adam B'Tzalmo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ha'adam B'Tzalmo. That sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu created one entity. One male. Uksiv Zachar Nekeva Baram. And then it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created male and female. So which one is correct? HaKeitzad. B'tchil Allah B'machshav Le'bar Shnayim. The original plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was to create Zachar Nekeva. And then Ulesof Nivra Echad. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only Adam. And then in a subsequent stage, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Nekeva. Okay. How exactly, again, how we're supposed to understand that? Obviously, I'm very limited in terms of how we're supposed to understand that. But the Gemara says that's there's an Allah b'machshava, there was a way it was initially planned, and then there was actual maisa. And by the way, this is not the first time in the Gemara we've seen this idea that there was an Allah b'machshava, there was an original plan, and then l'maisa, this is how it's done. Right? We saw this regarding in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Allah b'machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu thought to create the world b'din, using just judgment, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this idea called chesed and rachamim. Okay, so
I understood.
So, I don't have a great answer. In the time of the Amoraim, these brachas must have been a little more flexible, a little more pliable. We see throughout the Gemara that the nusach habracha wasn't so absolute and rigid as we have it nowadays. That there was more flexibility. And the end of today's daf, we're going to see a whole series of brachas that we never say. So, okay. It's not a great answer, but the question's better. Rav Ashi ikla be Rav Kahana, yumakama baruch kulo. Rav Ashi went to the house of Rav Kahana, and the first day he made all six/seven brachas. Mikama eilech, and from that point going forward, yika panim chadashos baruch kulo. Now, if there was panim chadashos, so then he would make all the brachas. V'ilo, afushi simcha ba'amahu. And if there wasn't panim chadasha, so this is what the Gemara refers to as afushe simcha. It's just an extension of the original simcha. Therefore, the only bracha that he would make, mavarech she simcha b'mono ve'asher bara. So then he would only make two brachas. Number one, she simcha b'mono. Happens to be this is the first time the Gemara is mentioning it, but we know that we have a additional introduction to benching. Meaning generally in benching we have an introduction, it's called a zimun, and then at a chasna or at a sheva brachos, so there's more introduction opening up with the word shasimcha b'mono. Actually, we have a little more nusach d'va'asa v'gam charon v'azilem v'shir yaron. Okay. That presumably was inserted into benching at a later point in time. The author of that was Dunash. Dunash was Spanish, 13th century, even a little bit earlier, 12th century. Anyway, but the next part, right, Baruch Elokeinu Shasimcha Bimono, so that already is mentioned here in the Gemara, meaning that's the introduction to the benching. That's extra simcha, and therefore you say it even if there's no panim chadashos. And then afterwards, what do you say at the end? You only make one bracha, and that is Asher Bara. Mishiva Vashloshim. Now, from day 7 to day 30, Meaning, the joy of a newlywed doesn't end by day seven. It actually continues. As the Gemara is about to point out, there is an opportunity to make Sheva Brachos even from day to seven to day 30. Now, our minhag is not to do so, but from the Gemara's perspective, there is still a possibility of Simcha. The Gemara says that from day seven to day 30, even if we don't specifically say that we are here to celebrate the newlywed couple, nevertheless, you're still going to say Sheva Simcha B'mono. Mikan ve'elach yamar lu machmas ilu le'mevarach Sheva Simcha B'mono ve'ilolo. Now, going from day 30 and onward, if we expressly state that we're here for celebration of the newlywed, so then you say Sheva Simcha B'mono. And if we're just getting together, but not for the purpose of expressing our joy, we don't say Sheva Simcha B'mono. V'cham elei machmas ilu ad emas. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, and how long does this continue? 12 months, which the Gemara points out always is a year. And then the Gemara says also, not only does the Simcha extend after the wedding, but the Simcha also is there in anticipation of the wedding as well. How much earlier than the actual wedding can you start when benching, inserting the word Sheva Simcha B'mono? Amar Papa Mechira Musare Be'asnisa. So Rav Papa says, when you start putting the barley in the water. Now it happens to be, as a historical note, Rav Papa was a beer maker. Meaning that was his trade, that was his occupation. So, okay, but Rashi over here points out two different pshatim in terms of what the Gemara actually means over here. Rashi writes, Mechira Musare Be'asnisa Yeshorin Sa'orim Abba Revas Mayim Lahatil Sheikhar. So basically when you start making the beer, meaning we're going to have a chasna, and so we need beer. So when you start putting the barley into the water in order for the making of the beer, so already people are excited about the wedding, and if we're going to be eating and benching from that point, any time between the soaking of the barley to the actual chasna, so already we can start adding the word Sheva Simcha B'mono. That's one pshat in Rashi. Rashi says another pshat. The Yesh Amrim, Rashi is four lines from the bottom of the Amud. Yesh Amrim, L'shem Chasam V'akala, Zorin Sa'orin B'atzitz. What the minhag was in the good old days, says Rashi, is that they would plant barley in a pot as in honor of the Chasan and Kala. Loma peru revu v'tzimchu kisa'orim halalu. A beautiful minhag that Rashi describes how basically we're planting barley, just like the barley is going to grow, so too, peru revu, the two of you should be fruitful and multiply. Either way, that was done before the chasna, and once you do that, so already the feeling of joy is palpable, and we'll start making the bracha of Sheva Simcha B'mono. Ini v'ara papa yastik la'aba mar berei ubarich mishas erusin. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Rav Papa himself, when making a chasna, so he would already start saying Sheva Simcha B'mono going all the way back to the time of erusin. Now the Gemara doesn't say this, but it's an assumption that that is much earlier. And so Rav Papa seems to be going against his own halacha. So the Gemara says, Rav Papa Mishum Dehavi Tarachle. So the Gemara says, now Rav Papa himself was very wealthy, and he didn't do much in terms of preparing for his own chasna. Right? Rashi writes, Shidech Lo Isha. In other words, the previous Rashi. Dehavi Tarachle, Mitukanim Ayulo Kotzer Chechupa Vesuda. It was all prepared for him. So he didn't do anything. So he didn't have any way of really expressing his joy. So therefore, he went to an earlier benchmark. What's an earlier benchmark? Erusin. Okay. Ravini Alsek Lelebrei Bei Rav Chaviva Ubarach Mishas Erusin. So Ravina made a chasna for his son, marrying off his son to the house of Rav Chaviva, meaning to the daughter of Rav Chaviva, and they would start saying Sheva Simcha B'mono, going all the way back to the Erusin. Amar Kimle Begavai Delo Hajabuhu. And he said, you know, it's a great shidduch. It's going to work out fantastic. I'm going to start saying Sheva Simcha B'mono, going all the way back to the time of Erusin, because I'm confident that this shidduch is going to work out. Now you know, whenever somebody makes a prediction, so that's that's when you should start worrying. So lo istaye milsa. The Gemara points out tragically that it did not work out. The sheikh didn't work out. Vahadra Bahu, and both of the both parties retracted from the wedding. So the Gemara over here is giving us a lesson in being overly confident. Rav Techlifa Barma Rav Ikal Bavel Baruch Shis Arichta. Rav Techlifa went to Bavel and he made six long brachas. Okay, Hedy, here's another example where somebody, quote unquote, played around with the brachas, right? Edited the, yeah, that's a better word. Edited the brachas. So he made six long brachas. What does that mean, six long brachas? Rashi explains that in our nosach, the first two brachas are very short, very punctuated. What he did is he inserted more words into brachas number one and two, so that way it would have a opening and it would also have a chasima. And the Gemara immediately dismisses v'leisil chosak avasei. The Gemara says that's not the normative halacha.
Do you think that these brachas are said by Anshul
Gezlech? I'd be guessing. Rav Chaviva ikal abei mehula baruch shasimcha b'mona v'leisil chosak avasei. He went to a bris milah. And you figured, bris milah, what a simcha. So he thought to express that in benching. So he started in the benching by saying the word Sasha Simcha Bamono, but the Gemara says, but that's also not normative practice. Mishum Ditri did Yislate Sarali Yanuka. The Gemara says you have to consider the fact that yes, it's a simcha, but at the same time, baby's not enjoying himself right now at the bris milah, and so it's Sarali Yanuka, there's pain involved, and so therefore, yes, it's a simcha, but not enough to warrant the word Shasimcha Bamono. I don't know if everyone's familiar, but certainly I'll just bring it up very quickly now. Do you make a Shechianu at a Bris Milah? So it depends if you're Ashkenazi or Sfarad. So Ashkenazim don't, the Sfaradim do. Ashkenazim don't. Why not? Because the Gemara over here says Sar Diyanuka. In other words, the pain of that the child suffers. So to say Shechianu in such a situation. The Svarnim, on the other hand, Shechianu, of course you make a Shechianu. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that is a very unusual mitzvah. It's a rare mitzvah. Like any mitzvah that you do in rare circumstances, you make a bracha of Shechianu. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Chasanim min aminyan. The Ein Avila min aminyan. So, we learned at the beginning of today's daf that in order to make Shavar Bracha, you need a minyan. Good. The Chasan, does he count? So the Gemara says, yes, he does. An Avel. Do you, for an Ava, there are occasions where you need a minyan. We're going to be learning over the course of the remainder of today's daf. There are going to be two occasions where you need a minyan by an Ava, which we're going to articulate in just a moment. But you don't count the Ava towards the minyan, says the Gemara, says the name of Rav. So, Avelim, Avelim in a minyan. Mitzvah, the Gemara challenges Chasan and Avelim in a minyan. We have a bright on the bright. It says pretty clearly that a Chasan and an Avel are part of the minyan. Masis and Karamas, Allah, the Rav, Rav Tanu Upalig. So the Gemara says, okay, that's great, that's a bright. Do you know what we did? We quoted Rav. Do you know what Rav can do? Rav has the ability to argue with a bright. Gemara states, Itmar, Amar Vizak, Amar Yochanan, Chasanim in a minyan, Vein Avelim in a minyan. The Gemara quotes in the name of Rav Yochanan, the same halacha that we just went over, that a Chasan is part of the minyan, but an Avel is not part of the minyan. Meizvei Chasanim v'Avelim in a minyan. The Gemara over here quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa says that a Chasan and an Avel are in fact part of the minyan. Now notice over here, the halacha does not go back to Rav, the halacha goes back to Rav Yochanan. So the Gemara over here does not have that move, that maneuver, where the Gemara could just simply say, oh, Rav Yochanan Tanu Palik. Rav Yochanan has a right to argue with a Braisa. Sounds like for the Gemara that Rav Yochanan has no right to argue with a Braisa. So if that's true, so now we're stuck. The Gemara answers, we're on the top of Ches Amud Beis, Ki Tanya Hi Bebirchus HaMazon. When we're, the Braisa that says that in Avel is part of the Minyan that's talking about Birchus HaMazon, Ki Kam Rav Yochanan Bishura, where Rav Yochanan was talking about Shura. Okay, now, Rashi over here writes, what do we mean Birchus HaMazon, what do we mean by Shura? So take a look at the top two Rashis on the Amud. Rashi writes, Birchus HaMazon Litzarfil Gimel Lezamein Alav Shari Chai V'chol HaMitzvos. So Rashi says that, let's say the Avel is eating, and he's eating with two others. What happens? It's called a Zimun. Seventh parak of Brachos. So what the Gemara means when it says that the Avel is counted, it means that, generally speaking, for all the mitzvahs, he's counted. Now, to be fair, Tosus is has a difficult time with Rashi, because why is Rashi here talking about Gimel when it sounded like previously we were talking about 10? And if the whole point of the Gemara is that an Avel is chayv in the mitzvahs, so the Gemara could have just simply said that an Avel is chayv in all the mitzvahs. Okay, so, just mind you, the Rashi's pshat is is a little difficult to understand. See Tosfos 4, more on that. But in the meantime, however, let's go back now to the next point of the Gemara. Ki kama Rav Yochanan b'shura. Rav Yochanan says that an aval is not counted, he's talking about the shura. There was a minhag, which is still perpetuated to this very day, which is that when the aval leaves the base of kvaro, so what happens? So you make a shura, you make a row. Our minhag nowadays is to make two rows, one on each side. He passes through, and for the first time now, he's able to accept divrei tachnunim. He could accept words of comfort. So when there is a requirement that for this shura there should be 10, there should be a minyan, and so therefore, he's being right. He's the recipient of the tachnunim, so therefore he does not count towards the minyan. That's what Rav Yochanan meant. Ki kama Rav Yochanan b'shura, ve'ala hadam Rav Yitzchak amar Rav Yochanan mevarchem birchas chasanim ba'asara, v'chasanim min haminyan, u'birchas avilam ba'asara, ve'ein avilam min haminyan, bracha b'shura mi'ika. So the Gemara says, here's what I don't understand. How could it possibly be that when you we're talking about a shura, when another statement of Rav Yochanan is that when you make quote unquote birchas avelim, right? You the chasan is not counted towards the minyan. If we're talking about shura, so shura, there's no bracha by a shura. What are we talking about? So now the Gemara, the next word in the Gemara is ella. Okay. A question in Tosfos, whether Ella should be part of the Girsa of the Gemara, should not be part of the Girsa of the Gemara. So we'll leave it in, but it could, as you, again, just to bring it up very quickly, see Tosfos, because Tosfos would actually prefer the word Ella were not in the Gemara. But
you change it.
Let me just do the Gemara Kipshuto. Ella ki kamar Rav Yochanan b'Rechava. Rav Yochanan was talking about Rechava. Now, the way we're going to understand the Gemara now is that Rechava is another opportunity for there to be a minyan by a Ava. In other words, let's keep the word Ella there. Meaning, the first opportunity for a minyan is a Shura. Meaning, at the basic verse, what happens is that he's leaving, he's walking home from the basic verse, so you make a Shura. And as we just pointed out, there's a halakha that you need 10. Fine. And he cannot be counted towards the minyan. Then, when he comes home from the basic verse, what happens? He has the first meal. That first meal is what's called the Sudas of Ra. Rashi over here quotes the Gemara in Moikatan, right? The Gemara in Moikatan says, reading out of Rashi, Hayumavrin oso berchava, umavarchin sham birchas avelim kinemefarsh lakamam baruch menachem avelim. Out in the street, the first meal that would be given to the Avel, Sudas of Ra. The word Havra means bari, health. In other words, basically, if you will, I'm saying this positively, it's like emotional eating. In other words, he comes home, obviously very distressed, very distraught, and basically what the people do is they provide for him a meal, and they give him to eat, and as we'll learn in just a moment, drinking as well. But this is what's called the Rechava. So here is where Rav Yochanan says, once again, we're comforting him, so therefore for this Sudas Havra, you need 10, in addition to him, meaning he can be counted. The Ela Adam Rav Yitzchak, back to the Gemara, continuing in the Gemara. The Ela Adam Rav Yitzchak Amar Rav Yochanan Mevarchem Birchas Chasanim Basar Kol Shiva VeChasanim Min Aminyan VeBirchas Avelam Basar Kol Shiva VeEin Avelam Min Aminyan. So the Gemara says now we have another statement, which is that the Birchas Avelam is said all 7 days of Avelus, and the Avel is not counted. Okay, Birchas Rechava Kol Shiva Miika. So the Gemara says, really? I thought Sudas Havra was only the first meal when coming back. And you mean to tell me that there's a Sudas Havra, or the Gemara here describes it as Sudas Rechava, all 7 days of Avelus? And the Gemara says, yes, there is. Mishkachla bepanim chadasho. So the Gemara says, absolutely, yes, there is. There is considered a, what we would call Sudas Havra, Sudas Rechava, even after day one. If there's a new mourner, the parallel between the Sheva Brachos and the 7 days of Avelos is pretty clear, right? It's if you have Panim Chadashos, if you have new people coming to comfort, so then it has the status of a Sudas Rechava. Ki Hadar Rav Chiya Bar Rava Mikrei Makrei B'nei Dereish Lakish Ava. Gemara tells a story of Rav Chiya Bar Abba, who is either the Chumash teacher of Reish Lakish's son, Ve'amrila Masni B'rei Dereish Lakish, or he was the Mishnah teacher of Reish Lakish's son. Either way, Havishacha the Yenuka, the Gemara tells us that, tragically, the son of the teacher died. So Yuma Kamala Azal Agabe, the first day, Reish Lakish didn't pay him a visit. Lamachar Dabr Lihuda Bar Nachmei Meturgam Nei. So the next day, Reish Lakish went to go pay a Shiva call. He brought together with him Yehuda Bar Nachmeini. It was his Meturgaman, right? Spokesman, if you will. Amalei Kumei Mamilta Kolkabal Yanuka. So he tells his Meturgaman while he's there, okay, you start talking. Reish Lakish tells his spokesman, okay, say different tachnunim. Okay, pasuk liamar. So he opens up like this. So this is now the spokesman of Reish Lakish on the second day of Avelos, saying something to try to comfort the teacher who lost the son. So he says, "Vayar Hashem Aynaf Mikas Banav Uvenosav Dor Shaavos Mina Atzim LaKadosh Baruch." I'm sorry, Uvenosav. So Akadosh Baruch Hu was angered, and as a result of that, took his anger out on the son and on the daughter. Okay, and then he goes on. I know it's not going. It's not. It's right. It's not going to sound so comforting. Dor Shaavos Minatzim LaKadosh Baruch Hu, the generation where the father angers HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kos HaBenayim VaBenoseim. So what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, he takes out the anger on the children. Umeisim Kishem Ketanim, and they die at a very early stage. Okay. That is the first point that he makes at the base of all. I know. I'm aware. It doesn't sound that comforting. Let's continue. V'igadarmi Bachur Hava V'Hachi Kamerlei. Now, another version of the story is that it wasn't a young child that died, but it was Bachur. It was a young man. And so, therefore, he quotes another pasuk: Al kena b'churav lo yismach Hashem es yisomav ve'es amanosav lo yirachem. Kadosh Baruch Hu will not show compassion. Ki kulo chaneif umeira, because all of them are chaneif. Chaneif, they flatter one another and they do harm to one another. V'choped over navala, and they're speaking with indecencies. V'chozos lo shava po v'od yadon etziya. Kadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't do tshuva, and Kadosh Baruch Hu had his hand extended over. My v'od yadon etziya. The Gemara says, and why did Kadosh Baruch Hu have his hand extended? I'm Rav Chanan Barav. I call Yodim Kala Lama Nechnas L'Chupa. Everybody knows what's going to happen after the Kala goes to the Chupa. Ela Kol Amenav Al Piv Mosi Davar Naval Mi Piv. However, if anyone actually articulates it and says it, Afil Nechtam Lo Gazar Dino Shoshivim Shana. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu had 70 years of good plan for you, Latova Nepach Alav L'Ra'ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tears it immediately L'Ra'ah. Gemara here speaks in very strong terms about how we need to speak appropriately, and not even, the Gemara here is not even talking about Nivel Peh, not even talking about saying profanity, but saying things which are indelicate, saying things which are immodest. The Gemara says it is most inappropriate, and the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really has very little patience for that. So I love the Ra. Asal Nemuch Itzura Kamitzarlei. So the Gemara now points out that all this does not seem that very comforting. His whole point was to provide comfort, and meanwhile he talks about how he angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took your son. He was either a young son or was an older son. But when all said and done, it doesn't sound that comforting. So the Gemara says, "Hachi kamarle, chashiv at latfusi adare." So what the Gemara, in terms of a clarification, what the Gemara is saying is that it was a comfort in that you are that significant, you're that important, that you really are representative of the entire population, the entire generation. And yes, you had to suffer, but just so you should know that really you are, from our perspective, you're the leader of the generation. Okay, we have a little bit more to go to finish the daf. I'm just going to read two more brachas, and then we'll pause and we'll wrap it up tomorrow. So, Shivcha Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now this again. This was the Reish Lakish telling his spokesman to say something. Say something more at the Shiva home. Pasuk v'yamar akel ha-gadol barov gadlo adir v'chazak barov norosav mechayei meisim b'ma'amaro oseg gadolos anein chikar v'nifolos anein mispar baruch atah Hashem mechayei meisim. So he made a bracha regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu resurrecting the dead. Okay. I'm like, kumim memilsa k'neged avelim. So he says, okay, now say a bracha regarding the avelim. Pasuk v'yamar achinu amyugayim amadukayim ba'avel. Those who are downtrodden and now in mourning. Hazet tenula v'avchem lachkor ezdozos hi omedes la'ad nitzivu misheshi me'ebreshit. This is just simply the way of the world since the 6 days of creation. Rabim shasu, rabim yishtu. Many have drunk. Many will drink from death. Mishteh Rishonim, Kach Mishteh Achronim. Achinu Ba Nachamot Yenachem Etchem. Kosh Baruch Hu should give you comfort. Baruch Menachem Aveilim. Amar Abaye. So Abaye now makes an editorial on this last bracha that was just said. Rabim Shasu Leimo. The idea that many people have died in the past, that's fine. Rabim Yishtu Lo Leimo. But the idea that you're going to mention future deaths, that's not appropriate. Mishteh Rishonim Leimo, Mishteh Achronim Lo Leimo. The fact that previously people had Mishteh, that's fine. But Achronim, but talking about now future, lo leim, that you shouldn't say. Da'am Rabbi Shimon, melakish v'cheintanim mishmeh d'Rav Yossi, l'olam, ayiftach adam piv l'satan. Don't do that. Don't make premonitions about future events. Don't say anything about future. You say it, and it comes to reality. Am Rav Yosef, my krak, kistom ayinu la'amor adiminu, my adolei shimu dvar Hashem, kitzine sedom. We're at the beginning of Sefer Yeshayahu, the Chazon Yeshayahu, we say it right before Tisha B'Av every year. Anyway, you mentioned how we were like stone, and then it turns into becoming the chiefs of stone. So, Al Tiftach Pe LaSatan, don't mention anything about the future. Okay, we have a little bit more to go to finish. We'll finish it up, obviously, tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow, another very basic daf in terms of the first parak of the Masechta.